responsible for opposing George Bush's demand to divert Social Security money into individual investment accounts. DeLay says AARP is against a solution that hasn't been written yet. House Speaker Dennis Hastert calls congressional Democrats the party of no for their virtual unity in opposition to the idea. The lawmakers spoke after a closed-door meeting of Republicans trying to build support for changing Social Security. DeLay says the meeting produced not one negative comment by the members, all Republicans. But he admits opponents are better organized than supporters of the privatization plan. A White House spokesman says it's still early in the process. Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia says he doesn't see why legislative notices invoking the name of God are lawful while displaying the Ten Commandments on government property is banned. He says, I don't see why the one is good and the other is bad. His comment came as the High Court plunged into the debate on the church versus state issue today, hearing arguments in two cases involving Ten Commandment displays in Texas and Kentucky. A lawyer for a homeless man seeking removal of the display from outside the Texas Capitol told the justices it's a religious symbol. He says the fact that so many of the commandments deal with God does promote religion. The critical question for the justices whether those structures amount to an unconstitutional government endorsement of religion. George Bush again demanded Syria pull its troops and intelligence agents out of Lebanon. Visiting a community college in Maryland, Bush applauded yesterday's tough statement by the French Foreign Minister and Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice at a conference in London. Bush says their message was loud and clear, telling Syria, you get your troops and your secret services out of Lebanon. Bush says the world is speaking with one voice on behalf of democracy in Lebanon. Syria has kept tight control of Lebanon since the end of the Lebanese Civil War in 1990. Bush's comments come a day after Lebanon's Syrian-backed government resigned amid anti-Syrian demonstrations. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Come on, sweetie, we'll be late for school. Get in the car.
Daddy, take your umbrella.
That's okay. I heard it's going to be sunny all day.
But, Daddy, AccuWeather.com says it's going to rain.
Now, I heard the weather, it's going to be sunny. Get in the car.
But, Daddy, AccuWeather.com says...
No, nope, get in the car.
Can I bring my ducky umbrella?
Sure, whatever. Get in the car.
Daddy, you should have logged into AccuWeather.com.
Can you share your ducky umbrella with Daddy?
Nope.
Please, my head...
No.
But
nope.
Just a little bit.
No, AccuWeather.com. Access it for free. Link to it for free. Buy it for your site.
I'm getting wet, honey. Can I have...
Nope.
Honey, do I look fat in this dress?
Well...
Oh, my. He's on the ropes here.
You look,
He's gonna gamble. He's gonna do it.
This could be it.
You look like a supermodel.
Get caught bluffing, and you'll lose your shirt.
Oh, it's a disaster.
He is out.
Learn to bluff like the pros on the season premiere of the World Poker Tour with a prize pool of over $2.5 million. It pays to watch the World Poker Tour tonight at 9 on the Travel Channel.
Hi, friends. This is Bill Begley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Now, why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-463-7971. That's 1-800-463-7971. Limit one bottle per household. Again, it's 1-800-463-7971.
Say, what do you get when you cross a teacher and a sculptor? Someone who can mold young minds. Just what they're doing at an after-school workshop organized by local teachers, artists, and their community coalition. See, when different groups bring their talents together, we get healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. If you're involved in a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
The Al Franken Show.
Hi, this is Al Franken, and the next Al Franken Show. Is America a Christian nation? Well, it certainly doesn't act like it is, at least not lately. We've got Brooke Allen from The Nation and Dahlia Lithwick from Slate to enlighten us on our Christian heritage or lack thereof. Kim Martins will look at some of the potential pitfalls if America goes ahead with its plan to take over the universe. Is God on our side? Are we on God's? The definitive answer on the next Franken.
Good evening. Welcome to the program. Mike Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for tuning in. We got some of this viral cold going around. Fun, right? We have a lot of ground to cover tonight and three sound bites from Too Stupid to Be President that you're going to have a hard time believing. Of course, that always is the case with comments from Mr. Bush. Anyway, stick around for that. Once again, every day, it never stops. This time it's from Aurora, Colorado. A couple of you sent this, emailed this to me. You've probably seen it. Aurora, Colorado police reviewed an incident happened over the weekend in which a man was tasered. Tased. How do you say it? He was tasered. Stun gunned twice at a salad bar in a Chuck E. Cheese restaurant, and they reviewed the incident. I guess that's kind of like, when a football coach calls for a review of a play, and they stop the game and take a look in the video machine. I don't know. Anyway, the police said, well, we looked at the incident, and we handled it okay. Now, what happened was, this past Sunday, officers were called to a Chuck E. Cheese restaurant. They got a report of a larceny in progress. So the cops went in and talked to the Chuck E. Cheese manager. The manager said there was a customer out there at the show bar, or at the show bar, at the salad bar, who was loading, that was the manager's word, loading his plate at the salad bar. I don't know what. He was taking too much? So the manager goes over and wants to see the guy's receipt or something. And I think the man, I don't know what the man said, but the man said, I'm loading my plate. I don't know. So the guy called the cops. Two police show up. They confront the patron, 29-year-old guy, who was at the restaurant with his children, aged 3 and 7. And according to people who were there, the place was packed with children and families at the time. This is about 4 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon. According to police, the man, Mr. Gale, 29, was asked to step outside to discuss the incident. And according to witnesses, Gale refused to cooperate with police, and a struggle resulted. That's according to Larry Martinez, the police spokesman. He said that Gale became argumentative and shoved one of the officers. Other patrons say, no, that never happened. So anyway, you can see where this is going, right? One of the cops kept poking the guy in the chest. Can't you just hear him? Ah, what are you doing? You putting too much salad? Ah, what are you doing? Too much salad on your thing? Hey. So a woman who was there with her 7-year-old son told the Rocky Mountain News that the guy, Dan and Gale, told the cop, you don't have to do that. Poke him in the chest. And the witness said that Gale never put his hands on the officer who was confronting him. So anyway, the argument escalated until the guy, Gale, Dan and Gale, was shoved into the lap of a woman who was there. And she was sitting there holding her 10-month-old baby. And the cops pushed this guy. He fell down into the woman's lap who was holding a 10-month baby. At that point, the cops pulled out the taser gun and shot him. While he was in this other woman's lap. Jesus, God, what is going on? The woman who was tolling the baby said they beat this man in front of all these kids, then tased him in my lap. They had no regard for the effect this would have on the kids. Meanwhile, the guy, Dan and Gail, 29, his two children were screaming and hollering and crying, according to reports, as daddy was tasered twice with a stun gun. And then the cops arrested the guy as his children, and other customers and their children watched. They took him outside, leaving his kids inside the restaurant, where he was arrested for investigation of disorderly conduct, resisting arrest, and trespassing. Relative came by and got his two kids. It's really getting out of hand in fascist USA. Isn't it? The little incidents like this. Little incidents like this. Who in the hell in their right mind? I don't care. You know, I have respect, excuse me, for the law and law enforcement. I have law enforcement people in my family. But these half-witted morons, these punks, thugs, bullies who go after, I don't give a damn if he was loading up his salad plate. You taser somebody as he's laying in the lap of a woman holding a 7-month-old baby. You shove a guy around inside a restaurant full of kids. You shoot him, you stun him, you jerk him around over a salad. Arrogant thugs. That's what's happening, right? Just the arrogance, the arrogant attitude that's been established in this country now from the top down. The lies that come from the White House, the deception, this bully boy attitude, this SS attitude, this Nazi attitude, it's all the way down through the chain of command till it gets down to these little pissants down on the street who happen to be cops, who happen to wear a uniform, who happen to have a gun and a badge and a taser, and who have the ability to walk into a Chuck E. Cheese, for God's sake, and taser somebody. This is Bush's America. You like it? Huh? All you people that voted for him, you like it? What's going to happen when they do that to you? Oh, they're never going to do it to you. Okay. Boy, you have a shock coming, so to speak. I hate stories like that, don't you? The arrogance, the unbridled bully boy arrogance. What's the IQ of these cops? 20? Jesus. Over here in Alabama, a couple of years ago, they decided that it would be against the law to sell sex toys. What, in more polite era, were called marital aids. Marital aids. Now marital aids are called pharmaceuticals, right? what are they? Viagra and Enzyte? Oh, that's the non-prescription one? Yeah. Hell, we have some advertising on this network, don't we? Yeah. Now, the state of Alabama, well, not now, but the state of Alabama had said that marital aids, sex toys, were outlawed. You couldn't have any. Now, what does that mean? Okay, we're adults. What does it mean, a vibrator? Does it mean dildos? What does it mean? Oh, Kathy, for God's sake, I can say the word dildo on the air? Kathy just dropped her head in her hands and looked at me like, oh, Jesus, you're going to lose another job. Sex toys banned by the state of Alabama. Well, the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has upheld the ban Monday. So that's right. Okay. So now, if you live in Alabama and you sell, quote, any device designed or marketed as useful primarily for the stimulation of human genital organs, end quote, you risk a $10,000 fine and a year in jail. In Alabama jail. Oh, Jesus. Man, and if you wind up in the Alabama jail, of course, you'll be abused with a sex toy or something, right?
Hey, are you new in here? How you doing? Let me show you something I got stuffed under my mattress here. Come here, take a look at this. You like this? Boy, you sure do have a pretty mouth.
You know, if I were sentenced to Alabama jail, I think on the way there I would probably kill myself. You know, I don't care what I was sentenced for—a week, a day, 2 hours. New dancing and X-rated videos are also illegal in Alabama.
Oh, well, that means there aren't any, right?
Yeah, okay. Now, you can call this hypocritical, I guess, but erectile dysfunction medication is still allowed. You said you can't watch an X-rated video, which wouldn't have the same effect as a couple of hits of Viagra. Huh? I don't care what your gender, your sexual orientation, I don't give a damn. Wouldn't watching some videos with your good friend have the same effect as some of these poisonous pills that people take? So now you can see it, right? Just over the state line, on the states that border Alabama, there are going to be sex toy shops, just like the fireworks places. You know, fireworks are illegal in your state. You just go across the border into Maryland or someplace and you can buy them, right? Where in the hell do we live? Anybody know? She's the only one who really understands what gets me. She thinks my tractor's sexy.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. Not available in all states.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news! Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
This is Rachel from Unfiltered here on Air America Radio. If you're listening to Air America, you're smart enough to know that there are laws to protect you from sex discrimination, that you're entitled to equal pay for equal work, that sexual harassment and pregnancy discrimination are illegal, and that you have the right to take time off for the birth or adoption of your baby. But you also know that in these times, discrimination is alive and well in corporate America. In the area of law known as employment discrimination, you need civil rights attorneys on your side, lawyers who will advise you about what to do before the situation goes from bad to worse. Talk to the Women's Rights in the Workplace Advocates at Tuckner, Sipser, Weinstock, and Sipser before you take any steps which may affect your livelihood. If you're facing sex discrimination on the job or discrimination of any kind, call the lawyers at Tuckner Sipser, the Women's Rights in the Workplace Advocates. They'll help you to stand up and fight for your right to be equal. Call them at 866-FEM-LAWS. That's 866-FEM-LAWS. Or check them out online at www.womensrightsny.com.
If your debt is out of control and you are buried with credit card bills, there's a secret you should know. Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 75% of your credit card debt. That means principal and interest gone. Here's how it works. Credit card companies don't want the average consumer to know about special policies they have to help them recover on late bills. Debt Relief of America negotiates with the credit card companies on your behalf using these secret programs so that you can eliminate up to 75% of your debt. This is more than just a reduction in interest. This means your credit card bills are gone. They do all the work for you so you get the best possible settlement. Eliminate your late fees and avoid the stigma that comes from going bankrupt. Call now for your free, no-obligation professional debt relief consultation. Call for free information now. 800-637-9841. 800-637-9841. Not available in all states. Call 800-637-9841. That's 800-637-9841.
No subliminal messages for you to misunderestimate. It's Mike Malloy. He's commonsensical.
Oh, I hate that music. Yeah, Kathy does that to irritate me because I hate the group, too. They just make me sick. James in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Okay, thank you. James in Kenosha, Wisconsin wrote, Mike, many moons ago I took my son on rare trips to Chuck E. Cheese. Believe me, I would have begged them to taser me before that damn mouse sang another song. Now, I don't know what that means because I've never been in a Chuck E. Cheese. So they have a mouse that comes. Oh, do they? Oh, you know? And what, Kathy? Animatronic mouse? Yeah. I didn't know that. So in Alabama now, you can't have your little naughty gas gizmos and gadgets and all that stuff. You know, making fun of Alabama, of course, is easy, especially those of us who live in other southern states. If it weren't for Alabama, you know, some other southern state would be on the bottom of every list. I don't care what it is. You know, how much cereal you eat. You know, how good your air is. You know, Alabama ranks dead last in everything, don't they? But it's not just Alabama in this case. According to what I have in front of me here, six other states also prohibit sex toys. Now, you know, the U.S. Constitution does not list the right to sexual privacy. That Roe v. Wade is based on the idea that there are certain situations that arise in American citizens' life that are beyond the scope and intrusion of the federal government, abortion being one of those. The U.S. Constitution does not talk about your rights either to marry or have kids or do whatever you want. And I thought there was an amendment to the Constitution that said unless the U.S. Constitution so designated, all other acts were left up. Is it to the states or the individual? Oh, I guess it's the states. Okay. Well. Huh. Now, the last part of this story, because it's just, I don't know, it's insane. Alabama, in arguing this before the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, you know, because somebody took him to court and said, are you out of your mind outlawing a so-called sex toy? Are you crazy? So, but the 11th Circuit, which is one of the most conservative in the country, ruled in favor of Alabama, said, oh, no, y'all can go ahead and pass that law if you want. What are people putting things like that in their holes anyway? Shouldn't be doing that. No, sir. So in the lawsuit, Alabama argued its sex toy ban, quote, and related orgasm-stimulating paraphernalia is rationally related to a legitimate legislative interest in discouraging prurient interest in autonomous sex. What? The state of Alabama went on to say, it is enough for a legislature to reasonably believe that commerce and the pursuit of orgasms by artificial means for their own sake is detrimental to the health and morality of the state. End quote. And the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals agreed? It's in the interest of the state to discourage interest in autonomous sex? That means masturbating. How? How is that in the interest of the state of Alabama or any state? Other than to keep people from marrying their brothers and sisters in Alabama. Discouraging prurient interest in autonomous sex. Prurient interest. What the hell other kind of interest is there if you're going to do yourself? Good God. And it goes on to say it's enough for a legislature, meaning Alabama legislature, to reasonably believe that commerce, buying and selling stuff, and the pursuit of orgasms by artificial means for their own sake. Ain't no babies involved, just people touching one another. Is detrimental to the health and morality of the state. Detrimental. How? How is it detrimental? If somebody stays home and masturbates, how is that, instead of going out and finding a sex partner, how is that detrimental to the state? Oh, I don't care. If people can't handle the subject matter, let them switch over to NPR or something. You know, I could give a damn. This is another example of the fascist attitude in this country that says we will control what you do to your own body, not just whether or not you have an abortion, but whether or not you touch yourself. We will control, we will base our cases against sex toys on the fact that the state of Alabama has a legal interest in whether or not you masturbate. Man. Now let me get this straight. In Alabama, sex toys bad, Ten Commandments in the courthouse good. Uh-huh. Thou shalt not vibrate? This is Air America. I'm begging you, please. I need your love. I need your love. I need your love. So bring it on back. Bring it on back. I'll bring it on back. I'll bring it on back. Next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. Not available in all states.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. A leading consumer testing magazine warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums or wear a dust mask. But here's a better idea. Try my newest 8-pound Oreck XL Free for 30 days. It cleans the air as it vacuums your floors. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. Then if you still want a bagless vacuum, I'll send you a dust mask to wear.
Honey, do I look fat in this dress?
Oh my, he's on the ropes here. You look,
He's gonna gamble, he's gonna do it,
this could be it.
You look like a supermodel.
Get caught bluffing and you'll lose your shirt.
Oh, it's a disaster.
He is out.
Learn to bluff like the pros on the season premiere of the World Poker Tour with a prize pool of over $2.5 million. It pays to watch the World Poker Tour tonight at 9 on the Travel Channel.
This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For birthdays, holidays, or any occasion, give the perfect memorable gift. Name a star after someone. for $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit us at starregistry.com. The Star Registry will name a star after anyone on your gift list and send a beautiful personalized gift package. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry at 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
Gentlemen, this message is for you if you're using Viagra, or perhaps you never have, and it's about time. ClassicTabs.com has all four performance enhancers, Viagra, Levitra, Cialis, and the new fast-acting sildenafil citrate tablet that melts under the tongue. It's custom compounded using Pfizer's Viagra and starts to work in as little as 15 minutes. Go online to ClassicTabs.com. Your prescription will be filled by a licensed physician, delivered in a discreet envelope right to your door. Give us a call at 1-800-640-7032. Now there are four male enhancers to choose from. Viagra, Levitra, Cialis, and the new fast-acting sildenafil citrate tablet. Your decision. Your choice. It's that simple. That's ClassicTabs.com. ClassicTabs.com. Or call 1-800-640-7032. 1-800-640-7032. ClassicTabs.com.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl. Programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware-free. And that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-243-1483 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-243-1483. 800-243-1483. Call Velos right now. 800-243-1483.
If your house is in foreclosure, this is a special message for you. You don't have to lose your house, and you don't have to file bankruptcy. We're Stop the Sale. We're the leader in foreclosure mediation. Every day, we work with lenders all across the country to help homeowners save their homes from foreclosure. If you're in foreclosure, call us now, 1-800-476-7241. As a homeowner, you have rights your lender may not have told you about. We can delay the foreclosure proceedings and stop foreclosure. We're not a loan company. We're foreclosure resolution specialists. Our service is safe and confidential. Our success rate is over 90%. It's as easy as calling now for a free consultation. 1-800-476-7241. Stop the sale. Everyone deserves a second chance, and we can help. Call us at 1-800-476-7241. Call now. 1-800-476-7241.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Thursday's Morning Sedition. Picture this. You're homeless. You struggle to find food and shelter. You don't know what the next day will bring, but man, that Ten Commandments monument in the state capitol building really ticks you off. So you sue the state of Texas. We'll talk to the lawyer who's bringing this case to the Supreme Court. And we'll take a trip to Planet Bush on Thursday's Morning Sedition.
On Air America Radio.
Come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid?
Need some wood?
What was that brother yesterday? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made?
26 before the hour.
Gonna love you.
Jenny emailed in and wants to know, you know, as far as Alabama's outlawing sex toys, she says, what about dual-use products, you know, like cucumbers, back massagers, riding crops, dual-use. I don't know, Jenny. You know, I don't know. Oh, my God. It just, it doesn't stop, does it?
On a more serious note, Robert in New Orleans confirms, yeah, you know, how does the state of Alabama decide that if somebody wants to engage in what they call autonomous sex, God, I love that. It just sounds like riding crops and SS insignia, doesn't it? But if they want to engage in that, Robert writes, Amendment 9 to the Constitution states, the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. Maybe it'll go to the Supreme Court. What, can you see that going to the Supreme Court? Can you see Ruth Bader Ginsburg asking questions about vibrators? Can you see Clarence Thomas asking questions about dildos? Yes, so can I. All right, that's enough. I just those first two stories. I mean, I somebody gets tasered by the cops. Do you know how many people have died as a result of tasers being used on them? And this guy, and obviously it was a misunderstanding. For God's sake, he's in a Chuck E. Cheese with his kids getting a salad, and these punks come in. Because they have a gun and a badge, they think they can do this to somebody on a Sunday afternoon? Ah, you bastards. I mean, this is just fascistan. That's all it is. And then the state of Alabama gets upheld a law against a so-called sex toy? Now, that's bad enough, but what about Representative Sam Johnson, huh? What about this guy? He's a congressman from Texas. And this guy, what was the movie about the future crime? What was the title of that movie, Kathy? Minority Report. We have a program on this network. Oh, never mind. It's called Majority Report. Tom Cruise in Minority Report. Remember Future Crime? Well, how about this guy? Representative Sam Johnson is suggesting that we drop a couple of nukes on Syria. Now, the half-witted morons back in the 60s said the same thing about Vietnam. They wanted to glass Vietnam. The crazed linoleum-eating freaks said the same thing in Gulf War I. Let's glass them. What is it? What is this sickness that seems to reside in Republicans, that they're into mass murder? You know, you people who've listened to this program a long time, you know I always talk about Republicans are pro-death. And I know a lot of you go, what the hell is he talking about? Here's just another in an endless series of examples. Speaking at a veteran celebration in a United Methodist Church. Johnson told the crowd that Syria deserves to be nuked. And the people applauded him. The population of Syria is around 15, 18, 20 million people. And this filthy man, who I'm sure considers himself a Christian, do you know how many Syrians are Christian? What, 10, 15, 20% of Syrians are Christian? So here is this sick member of the Texas delegation suggesting nuking Syria. Now I have one question for this weasel. You know, what has Syria done to us? What exactly? What did Iraq do to us? Jackson Thoreau, writing at opednews.com, said, what this congressman said was worse than even conservative serial killing artist Ann Coulter saying, quote, we need to execute people like John Walker Lynn in order to physically intimidate liberals by making them realize that they can be killed, too. Otherwise, they will turn out to be outright traitors, end quote. Thoreau says it was worse than what conservative writer John Derbyshire penned when he more than hinted that Chelsea Clinton should be killed as an enemy of the state. So here's this guy, Sam Johnson, a Texas Republican member of Congress, with great power, who's invited to semi-private functions with Bush in the White House, calling for the murdering of hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of innocent people just because he thinks that country might be hiding those weapons of mass destruction that our leaders lied to us about in order to get us into an invasion of Iraq. As Thoreau writes, no liberal politician or writer I know has come close to publicly calling for the murder of hundreds of thousands of innocent people, or of Bush's daughters, or of conservatives in general. Well, Jackson, you missed me. I've said it 1,000 times. I'll say it again. These people don't deserve to live. These people are a curse on the human race. They're a curse on our DNA. It's awful. What has Syria done to the United States that Representative Sam Johnson says... He said, you know, I can fly an F-15, put two nukes on them, and I'll make one pass. We won't have to worry about Syria anymore. Isn't that just typically Republican? You know, this guy probably is very inadequate with his sex toys. All these guys. This has been my experience. I'm sorry if you don't agree. Fine. You know, everybody's entitled to their own opinion. These guys are sexually impotent. I bet you Sam Johnson eats Viagra about a handful, and it doesn't do anything for him. So what does he want to do? Go kill 20 million people.
Well, that'll take care of that. I can't get it up, but by God, I can drop a couple of nukes. That makes me a man.
This guy to hook up with General Mattis, who thinks it's great fun to kill Iraqis, put the two of them out there. This is what we've come to. But the thing that really bothers me, I realize that Representative Sam Johnson is insane. He is insane. He is obviously sexually inadequate, at least in his own mind. He is insane, and he's an incipient mass murderer. I realize that we have a president who says God tells him to invade countries. But these people are in positions of power in the United States. Oh, God. Johnson said he had some supper with the president and Representative Kay Granger, another Republican from Texas. And they went out on the porch of the White House one night, and Johnson said he told the president, serious problem, serious where those weapons of mass destruction are. In my view, you know, I can fly an F-15, put two nukes on them, and I'll just make one pass. We won't have to worry about Syria no more. How does this happen? The people in Texas who put this slimy human being in office, Oh, well. The Chinese government yesterday passed a law. Members of it's called the Standing Committee on the National People's Congress approved what is called the Law on Renewable Sources. The Chinese government has decided that non-fossil energy sources like wind, solar, thermal power, geothermal, wind power, solar power, will make up a bigger share of China's energy resources under a new bill passed yesterday, which encourages the use of renewable energy. A member of this committee said, quote, the development and use of renewable energy has special importance because China is a developing country with severe energy shortages. Now, the law, which goes into effect early next year, provides, it says here, a host of practices to ensure that renewable energy can be produced, marketed, and used. The law also offers financial incentives. This is a communist country, right? Financial incentives, such as a national fund to foster renewable energy research and development, and discounted lending and tax preferences for renewable energy projects. And just goes on and on. The Chinese are saying, damn, you know, this planet is running out of fossil fuel at some point. Maybe it won't be for 200 years, but it is running out. So let's us do something different. Plus the fact that we can't breathe in our cities. Plus the fact that we have one hellacious pollution problem. So let's do something to fix it. Now that's China. What's going on here? I'll share that with you when we come back. You're way ahead of me. You can all, you already know what's going on here. This is Air America.
Comes your lifetime's argument. Nothing comes from violence. Nothing ever could. For all I was born beneath an angry star. Lest we forget how fragile we are.
Hi, this is Florence Henderson with a question for denture wearers. Are you confident enough of your breath to get so close to people you can whisper? Polident kills 99.9% of the bacteria that cause denture odor. Brushing can leave behind millions of bacteria. For real confidence, brush and soak with Polident every single day. There's even 3-minute Polident. Polident kills 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria brushing alone can miss.
And now here's a tip from Polident that's sure to make you smile. Many denture wearers are the last to know they have breath odor. If they're brushing alone, they can miss the millions of invisible odor-causing bacteria every single day. That's because a denture or partial denture provides additional surface area where food can be trapped and bacteria can grow. But by soaking their dentures daily, they can kill the bacteria that cause denture odor and save themselves the embarrassment. Now that's a great tip from Polident. Polident kills the bacteria brushing can miss.
Are you struggling with alcohol? Listen to what Linda said in her letter to me. Dear Wendy, since I've used your hypnotherapy program, Alcohol Freedom, I have not had a drink or even wanted one in over 2 months. I'm so excited about the happiness and the peace I have now, thanks to you. It's amazing the things I've found, the subconscious triggers that made me want to drink. Now they have no effect. This has affected my whole life. I knew hypnosis could work, and I knew that stating I was an alcoholic would never make me feel better. Sometimes I even drank after meetings because I felt so horrible about myself. I feel wonderful now being alcohol free, and I'm amazed. Thank you, Wendy. I'm a new person and so happy. Sincerely, Linda. Thank you so much, Linda, for your letter. You are an inspiration to so many who are looking for a powerful and a private solution to stop drinking. I'm Wendy Friesen. I'm a clinical hypnotherapist, and I can help you end the struggle. Go to the web, quitdrinkingnow.com. That's quitdrinkingnow.com, or call me, 877-68-HAPPY, 877-68-HAPPY.
There was dirt, water, and air, and it was good. Once, Planet Check. Planet Check.
We need to put the protection back in the Environmental Protection Agency.
The federal budget plan proposed by President Bush is calling for reduced spending on the environment.
That's Michelle Kramer, Interim Executive Director for the Surfrider Foundation.
The proposed budget for the EPA is some $500 million less than the current budget for the agency.
The bulk of the cuts are coming from states for upgrades for sewage treatment facilities and clean water infrastructure.
This poses a threat to public health.
Take action at surfrider.org.
This administration is demonstrating lip service environment.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music. Puramind.com.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200.
Proof that fish and humans can coexist peacefully. It's More of Mike Malloy.
Ten before the hour. So China passes a renewable energy bill, and in China's inimitable way, insists that an effort be made to foster renewable energy development, because they apparently understand, you know, they've their civilization has been around for how many thousands of years, and they understand. Okay. But in this country, Ken Bosong, writing for Renewable Energy Access, points out that in his most recent State of the Union address, Bush stated that the U.S. needed what Bush called reliable supplies of affordable, environmentally reasonable energy. And he went on to urge Congress to, in his words, pass legislation that makes America more secure and less dependent on foreign energy. He said that. But as Ken Bosong points out, the massive disconnect between Bush's words and what's in his proposed budget request, the one he recently submitted to the U.S. Congress. Bush's budget calls for significant cuts in renewable energy, research and development, energy efficiency, clean air, climate change-related programs at the U.S. Department of Energy, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, U.S. Department of Transportation, U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, and on and on and on. This weasel, this lying little dry drunk, stands up there in the State of the Union and makes his statements about renewable energy. Well, we got to focus on that. And then when he submits his budget, he guts every single program in existence. The budget request for the U.S. Department of Energy's Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy Program envisions reductions totaling nearly $50 million. Bush says cut it by $50 million. After he said, you know, we need, I urge Congress to pass legislation that makes America, you know. The Bush budget proposes to phase out the Energy Department's hydropower program altogether. Get rid of it. Dams, who needs dams? We got oil. The EPA. And Bush's budget calls for an overall cut of $500 million. That includes $42 million cut from the clean air and global climate change programs. It just goes on and on here. U.S. Department of Transportation, $300 million cut in funding to find more efficient and less polluting ways to move Americans from point A to point B. And, of course, the most infamous of all, at least the one that got a little flurry of attention from the whorish news media in this country, was the $1.2 billion in subsidies cut, you know, for Amtrak, which essentially eliminates Amtrak. I just wonder sometimes, don't you? Don't you just wonder what how serious these people are in destroying America? And apparently I think they're very serious. Whether it's Ann Coulter or George Bush or Sean Hannity or I don't care who it is. These are people who literally hate this country. They hate Americans. They hate progressive thought. They hate everything good in this country. I don't know. What? Do they think they can escape because they have some bucks? Is that it? That they can go somewhere where they don't breathe the air or drink the water. You know, these people have kids, don't they? Don't they care about their own offspring? Apparently they do not. I have never seen a group of people that was so anti-American as the current crop of Republicans. The entire Republican Party, all the members of Congress, both houses, Bush and his cronies, these people really, 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 really hate America. They truly do. And they want to destroy us. I don't know why. I honest to God, don't understand. Are they aliens? Are these bots of some sort from some other dimension? Why would people want to destroy their own society? Just rip it into pieces, whether it's Social Security or the environment or education or health care or funding for Social Security. They want to shred it, burn it, blow it up, destroy it. I don't get this. Do you? Do you understand why? What the point is? Any of you Republicans who lurk around this program, do you want to take a shot tonight and call in here and explain yourself? Or are you too ashamed? What is it that you and your corrupted political party want from America other than utter, total destruction? Utter, total destruction. Do you not understand that in destroying America, you destroy the nest that you live in, too? 866-303-2270 is the number. If any right-winger, I don't care if you're from Free Republic or the Republican National Committee, I don't care, or if you're just somebody that sits around on his ass and gets up and goes and votes for Bush every 4 years, I don't care who you are or what you do. If you want to call in, I'll make a line available for you. And just defend this, and if you can't defend it, just explain it. Why do you people hate this country? That's all. Simple question. Limited number of words. Why do you people hate America? This is Air America Radio.
This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
I was late to work this morning because protesters were tying up traffic at the Supreme Court, which was hearing a case on displaying the Ten Commandments in public settings like courthouses. Conservative Christians have argued that people who oppose such displays are blocking others from expressing their religious, historical, and cultural heritage. But here's what I don't get. Everybody is free to post the Ten Commandments at home. You can wear a t-shirt bearing the Ten Commandments. You can spray paint them on your car and drive it around. You can pay for space on a billboard. You can have a skywriter emblaze them across the sky. Is it such a hindrance if you can't post them in a courthouse because some people see that as an endorsement of a specific religious document? I hope the court rules, "Thou shalt not worship religious texts in a public place." For more from The Nation, go to thenation.com. I'm David Korn, Washington editor of The Nation, for Air America Radio.
I want next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. Not available in all states.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want, for as long as you need, for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. Washington accusing Iran of willfully trying to deceive the world about its nuclear ambitions. The chief U.S. delegate to the International Atomic Energy Agency Board of Governors made the comments in response to an update on Iran's nuclear record. That report, based on 2 years of examinations by the IAEA, and while the agency could not find any signs of a nuclear weapons program, it also criticized Iran for not granting inspectors access to all sites. The U.S. delegate says the report is a startling list of Iranian attempts to hide and mislead and delay the work of experts searching for nuclear activities. She also says Iran is cynically pursuing nuclear weapons. 12 Iraqi soldiers dead after 2 car bombs exploded in Baghdad. Officials say dozens wounded. The first blast targeted an Iraqi army base in central Baghdad. The second, an hour later, hit an army checkpoint. Iraq's national security advisor vowed the government will hunt down those responsible. Meantime, gunmen killed a judge and lawyer working for the tribunal that will try Saddam Hussein and members of his former regime. Yesterday's killings came one day after the secret court referred 5 of the ousted dictator's aides for trial for alleged crimes against humanity. Support for George Bush's Social Security plans are slipping. Getting public support for revamping Social Security easier said than done. A number of polls released this week indicate Bush's plans are losing support with the public, even as Bush is traveling around the country trying to sell them. For instance, a Pew Research Center poll shows fewer than half of those surveyed say they support the plan to allow younger workers to invest part of their Social Security taxes in stocks and bonds. That's down 54% in a similar poll in December. Meanwhile, a CNN USA Today Gallup poll also shows a drop in Bush's approval on Social Security matters to 35%, down from 43% just 3 weeks ago. And another AP poll found Bush's approval on Social Security at only 39%. The U.S. will not be opening its border to cattle and beef imports from Canada as planned on Monday. A federal judge in Montana granted a livestock group's request to postpone the move because of concerns about mad cow disease in Canada. The ranchers group sued the Department of Agriculture in January, seeking to block the Canadian cattle imports. It said the government's plan was premature and would pose a risk to American consumers. It's like exit polling on Election Day. The survey says Jimmy Smith's over Alan Alda in a landslide. Pollster John Zogby surveyed viewers of The West Wing and asked them which candidate they prefer for the show's next president, Democratic Congressman Santos of Texas, played by Smith, or Republican Senator Vinnick of California, played by Alda. Smith is winning. This is Air America Radio.
Wanted.
Video game music composer, sound designer, music supervisor.
Wanted.
Film, dialogue editor, music recordist, ADR, Foley, surround mixer.
Wanted.
Music producer, Pro Tools, Logic Audio, Final Cut Pro,
Ableton Live,
Tractor DJ Studio, Pyramind.com.
PYRAMIND, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training.
An Apple and DigiDesign certified school. 1-888-378-MIND.
Located in San Francisco, California.
Fact. Omega-3s are important for a healthy heart, mind, and joints. Fact. The fish that are the richest source of omega-3s are often contaminated with mercury and other toxins. Fact. TriOmega removes toxins with an advanced process no ordinary omega-3 supplement can match. Fact. If you want to be sure it's pure, get TriOmega. In fact, if it doesn't say TriOmega, throw it back.
This is Merlin Olson. Have you called the NASE yet? The National Association for the Self-Employed is one of your best resources to obtain access to affordable health, dental, vision, and critical illness plans. The NASE also offers other health, business, and personal benefits. If you are self-employed or own a small business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed. Call today to find out how the NASE can be your best resource for affordable benefits.
Call the NASE now, 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Big solutions for small businesses. Insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Association membership may not be required to obtain insurance, so call right now, 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Not available in all states.
Say, what do you get when you cross a teacher and a sculptor? Someone who can mold young minds. Just what they're doing in an after-school workshop organized by local teachers, artists, and their community coalition. See, when different groups bring their talents together, we get healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. If you're involved in a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Air America is more than just on your radio. Visit us on the web at airamericaradio.com.
It's on the internets.
We've added a show preview section so you can see who and what's coming up on your favorite shows. We also round up news that matters to you so that you can read up on the top stories of the day.
And it's hard work.
While you're at airamericaradio.com, visit our bookstore. There you'll find books mentioned on Air America Radio offered at huge discounts.
I know that.
airamericaradio.com, your source for everything Air America.
Welcome back. Six and a half past the article, past the hour. Oh, God. This viral cold makes you crazy, doesn't it? A couple of quick emails here from Jay Francis regarding the story or the item about the Texas representative who says he wants to nuke Syria. Jay Francis writes in, Mike, compare the reaction that kid got to his short story about zombies to the comment you reported on today that the man made about Syria. Yeah, when was that, yesterday? The kid who wrote a story about zombies attacking a high school, and he's been charged with a second-degree felony. And here's an elected member of the United States House of Representatives who can talk about dropping nuclear weapons. These people, obviously, people like this representative, they don't have an idea of what they're talking about. This is ignorance of a dimension that puts the entire planet at risk. And he's a lawmaker in the United States. Is it any wonder that people look at our country now and turn away in embarrassment, if not horror, at what has happened here so very quickly? Now, these vermin existed in the U.S. House prior to the ascension of George Bush and the religious fundamentalists, but they didn't have the permission to speak like this. Not like this. I'm not contradicting myself. I know people back in the 60s said, let's nuke Vietnam. MacArthur wanted to nuke China, for Christ's sake. I mean, we've always had these right-wingers who want to nuke something. Not realizing that if they nuke anything, they nuke themselves. And my kid, and yours. But yeah, Jay Francis is right. Compare the reaction the kid got to his short story about zombies to the fact that this elected representative is advocating nuclear weapons on Syria. And again, I ask a question. And of course, I know none of you filthy Republicans would dare call this program. Because most of all of you, you cannot put together an honest sentence. But I'll toss it out again. What has Syria ever done to the United States to deserve the dropping of nuclear bombs? Huh? The only country on the planet that ever had nuclear bombs dropped on it, of course, was Japan. And whether or not we had a moral or justifiable right to do that will be something that I would hope human beings will debate as long as they're human beings. Because in the process of that debate, maybe it will put the brakes on doing it again. But for those who need a rationale about the nuking of Japan, hello, World War II. But what the hell has Syria done? What has Syria done to the United States? Nothing. And about the energy situation in China, now devoting a certain percentage of its resources to the development of non-fossil fuels and renewable energy, and the fact that in this country, our answer is to invade more countries, kill more people, and steal more natural resources. We have become a nation of predators. That's what we've become. We are led by a gang of bandits who are nothing more than high-tech highwaymen. Why bother with research and development? And I don't care what the too stupid to be president says about how we're going to develop hydrogen cars. No, you're not. No, you're not. You couldn't care less about hydrogen cars, you moron. You don't even understand the concept. So you know, rattle that off to the knuckle draggers in your base, if you like. But rational, reasonable people who live in a reality-based world, understand how crazy you are. Mike in St. Paul says, in 1977, Jimmy Carter urged Americans to respond to energy crisis with what he called the moral equivalency of war. Had we listened, it would have prevented the Iraq One and the Saudi-American bedfellow relationship, both of which contributed to 9/11. Instead, we elected Reagan, and his first act as president was the removal of the solar panels that Carter had put on the White House roof, and the rest is history. Yeah. What is it these people want? I don't know. I honestly don't know. Other than the utter destruction of this country. How can you hate your own homeland this deeply, as these Republicans do? How can you despise your fellow human being as deeply and as viscerally as Republicans do? How can you coat the United States in this layer of hate that's been going on since Newt Gingrich came up with his infamous word list to tar Democrats with words like anti-family and pro-death. And you know, when Democrats... you want to do some Bush? Do we have time to do Bush here? All right, let's. We only have three. So let me do them quick, and then we're going to pretty much get to your phone calls here. Bush was, is this today? This was today. He was at a job training center. job training and education center at Anne Arundel Community College in Maryland. Now, knowing Bush the way we do, no speech on education would be complete without an effort to scare the students into supporting his destruction of Social Security.
In the year 2018, the Social Security system goes into the red. In other words, more money's going out than's coming in. Just catch this statistic. In 2027, the government will be $200 billion short. $200 billion short. That's money going out more than coming in on payroll taxes. So if you're a young person going to school here, you ought to be asking the question to public officials, what you going to do about the problem? Younger Americans need to worry. You need to be asking people like me and members of the United States Congress, you better fix it before it becomes a crisis. Don't be passing on problems to future generations.
Can you believe this? Can you believe this? This is a man that is sticking the United States of America for the foreseeable future with fiscal problems that are truly, literally, insolvable. There is no solution to what this monster is doing, and he has the nerve to stand there and say, you need to be asking people like me, you better fix it before it comes a crisis. Don't be passing on problems to future generations. He says this stuff. What did he say? A couple sentences up. Just catch this statistic. Oh, George, that is such hip language. In 2027, the government will be $200 billion short. No, George, in 2005... the government is $6 trillion short, thanks to you and your filthy, corrupt economic non-policies. But to stand there, I don't know, what are these, college students? And they were trying to applaud him?
Are we turning out a crop of college students this totally stupid? This man will destroy your future, kiddies. He wants to cut your heart out and your children's hearts and your grandchildren's hearts. He wants to kill you all. He wants you in the military. He wants to murder you and your family and your homes and your businesses. He wants it all dead and dark and smoldering so that Jesus will come back. Don't be passing on problems to future generations, he says. Someone who is setting up problems for future generations as far as the eye can see. And nobody challenges. Where's the news media? Where's NBC? Where's ABC? Where's CBS? Where is somebody to take that comment and put it on the 6 o'clock news tonight and say, look what this man said. Where's somebody to do that? What, here on this program? At 11 o'clock at night on the East Coast? Oh, well, that's real effective.
You're going to be a giant mess when you get back on the floor.
Santa Claus does not exist and there's no Easter Bunny. You'll find out when you grow up that Bigfoot isn't funny.
Funny. Life's going to suck when you grow up, when you grow up, when you grow up. Life's going to suck when you grow up. It sucks pretty bad right now. You're going to end up smoking crack on your back, face the back. You're going to end up hooked on smack and then you're going to die. And then you're gonna die.
Hi, this is Florence Henderson with a question for denture wearers. Are you confident enough of your breath to get so close to people you can whisper? Polident kills 99.9% of the bacteria that cause denture odor. Brushing can leave behind millions of bacteria. For real confidence, brush and soak with Polident every single day. There's even 3-minute Polident. Polident kills 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria brushing alone can miss.
And now here's a tip from Polident that's sure to make you smile. Many denture wearers are the last to know they have breath odor. If they're brushing alone, they can miss the millions of invisible odor-causing bacteria every single day. The problem is real. That's because a denture or partial denture provides additional surface area where food can be trapped and bacteria can grow. But by soaking their dentures daily, they can kill the bacteria that cause denture odor and save themselves the embarrassment. Now that's a great tip from Polident that's sure to make you smile. Polident kills the bacteria brushing can miss.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news! Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Hi, Al Franken here to tell you about a fantastic offer from The New Republic, one of my favorite magazines. An essential reading for people with opinions on politics and the arts. Subscribe to The New Republic today and save $10 off their best online subscription price. For details and other conditions that apply, visit newrepublic.com/airamerica or call 1-800-827-1289 and mention Air America. In this week's New Republic, read about why Social Security privatization is a bigger political loser for Republicans than even Democrats think. Also, learn why one capitalist cure for poverty, treating the poor as consumers, won't make them rich. And the real reason why Harvard's faculty attacked Lawrence Summers. Subscribe today to the New Republic. Visit newrepublic.com/airamerica and download this week's issue immediately, or call 1-800-827-1289 and mention Air America. The New Republic, where opinions get started.
I want Street next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. Not available in all states.
If you're worried about people finding work, you better increase demand. If you're trying to create new jobs, in other words, if one worker can do more work, you got to create the need for more work.
Oh, Jesus. All right. Back to now. Where was this? Oh, okay. The first one was at Anne Arundel Community College today. Now, yesterday, Bush was at the at some sort of leadership conference, I guess of holy rollers or snake handlers or something, the Faith-Based Initiative Leadership Conference in Washington, D.C. Oh, and by the way, before I play this for you, the House passed today a federal jobs training program that will allow religious groups participating in this to hire or not hire employees based on their religious beliefs. As far as I know, this is the first time in modern history that a law has been passed by the United States Congress to discriminate against people because of their religious beliefs. If I am a Jew and I want to go to work on a jobs training program that's being funded through a Christian organization, and they say, oh, you're a Jew? Aren't you one of those people who killed Christ? Get out of here. Those are tax dollars. They don't have to hire me. The vote was 224 to say yes to religious discrimination, 200 to say no. It was pretty much along party lines. Now, what they're rewriting was the 1998 Workforce Investment Act that was put into place during the Clinton years. And it came a day after Bush, in a speech to religious leaders, and I've got two quotes for you here, got on Congress's ass for not acting on his faith-based initiatives, and he criticized a government culture that he said was unfriendly to religious groups. It's incredible what they have done to language. It's just astonishing. What branch of government is unfriendly to Christian religious groups in this country? Oh, dear God, tell me one. There is none. And then the Bush crime family, in a statement from the White House, expressed support for the passage of this bill and for the provision that people can now be discriminated against if you're unemployed and you don't belong to the right religion. They can tell you to go screw yourself. You are not going to get any of the federal tax dollars that they, the fake Christian religious right, is doling out. The White House issued a statement saying that receipt of federal funds should not be conditioned on a faith-based organization's giving up a part of its religious identity and mission.
That's their way of saying it's okay to tell a Jew to get off the front porch. It's okay to tell a Catholic to get the hell out of town. It's okay to say to a Muslim, oh no, we don't want you, you terrorist bomber. It's now okay to do that. And they are doing it with tax dollars. Do you understand this? This is so much worse than tax dollars at these military institutes. I'm talking about like Virginia Military Institute that up until recently banned women because they were women and they ran on tax dollars until finally court cases occurred and they were forced to do what honor and dignity and justice should have had them do to begin with. So here we are. Here we are. The United States Congress says, okay, okay, let's tell the non-Christians to go straight to hell. Now, you know, don't you, that the bulk of this money is going to go to the hardcore, hard-ass, fake Christian right. You know it, don't you? And you also know that people who are desperately in need of being retrained for jobs, who show up at these so-called, these are not faith-based initiatives, these are Nazi-based initiatives. People who show up, who don't subscribe to Orthodox Baptist faith, or whatever the hell it is, will be politely told, no, no, sorry. Because now it is legal to do that. It is legal to do that. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? I wish Jesus would return, whatever he was, if he was the Messiah or just an avatar or just some guy kicking around the Middle East 2,000 years ago who saw the hypocrisy. I don't know what the hell he was. I frankly don't particularly care. I think he had a pretty good message, but I wish the historic Jesus would climb out of whatever grave he's in and gather up these fake Christians and have a meeting with them. You know, I really do. It's just unbelievable. Just unbelievable. All right, the two quotes from the Faith-Based Initiative Leadership Conference in Washington when we come back. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy. Trickle down and shipping jobs offshore. You wish it's all them unemployed. Stop trying to tax as well. Your brother's key, but just don't apply. It's everybody for himself. Jesus came in glory, and in glory return. The preacher said, in God we trust, ye Democrats shall burn. No butterflies, no hanging chads can save them in the end.
Honey, do I look fat in this dress?
Well, oh my, he's on the ropes here. You look,
he's gonna gamble, he's gonna do it.
This could be it. You look like a supermodel.
Get caught bluffing, and you'll lose your shirt.
Oh, it's a disaster.
He is out.
Learn to bluff like the pros on the season premiere of the World Poker Tour with a prize pool of over $2.5 million. It pays to watch the World Poker Tour tonight at 9 on the Travel Channel.
Hon?
Yeah?
Can you keep the kids busy? I'm doing our taxes.
Oh, that's right. We're using TurboTax software this year.
Yeah, and it's so easy. TurboTax asks simple questions like an accountant would, and it automatically fills in all the right forms.
Really?
Mm-hmm. TurboTax also checks for errors, and calculations are guaranteed accurate.
Wow. What about deductions?
Oh, it found ones I didn't even think of.
Like those little tax deductions jumping on the sofa?
Hmm?
The kids.
No, I remembered them.
TurboTax. Taxes made easy. Taxes done right. Available at a retailer near you. See box for guaranteed details.
Hi, this is Florence Henderson with a question for denture wearers. Are you confident enough of your breath to get so close to people you can whisper? Polident kills 99.9% of the bacteria that cause denture odor. Brushing can leave behind millions of bacteria. For real confidence, brush and soak with Polident every single day. There's even 3-minute Polident. Polident kills 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria brushing alone can miss.
And now here's a New Year's tip from Polident that's sure to make you smile. If you wear partial or complete dentures, it's especially important to take good care of your gums and any natural teeth, and to keep your dentures clean and properly fitted. It's a good idea to soak your dentures in addition to just brushing. Just a simple daily routine for oral care, coupled with regular visits to your dentist, is all you need to keep on track. Stay tuned for another great tip from Polident, and remember, Polident cleans where brushing can miss.
Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham.
When we're done with this, we're going to be a much better, stronger, more efficient labor movement capable of bringing to workers what they want, need, and deserve.
AFL-CIO Secretary Treasurer Rich Trumka here in Las Vegas. The Labor Federation's Executive Committee spent the first day at the table talking through some of the fundamental reform proposals, and according to Public Affairs Director Denise Mitchell, the atmosphere was not hostile. She said a pretty strong consensus was that no union mergers would be forced in this AFL-CIO reform. She said no clear path emerged on the first day about exactly what will come out of this Las Vegas session. AFL-CIO President John Sweeney described what the closed-door sessions were like on the first day.
Debate has been fierce at times. People are really engaged. They want to have strong input into the future of the labor movement. And the changes that we're discussing are really sweeping and substantial.
Support Labor Radio at laborradio.org.
America is a country of entrepreneurs, and if you're a small business owner, you're helping shoulder the lion's share of the U.S. economy. You can lighten that load a little at Sam's Club. To save you time, we offer click and pull and fax and pull. Place your order online at samsclub.com or by fax before 5 p.m. And at no extra charge, it's ready to pick up the next morning. Now that's teamwork, and we're proud to be a small part of your team. Sam's Club. We are in business for small business.
Are you struggling with alcohol? Thousands have used my Alcohol Freedom CDs and discovered how hypnotherapy ends the struggle. Kevin writes, I'm an Arizona hunting redneck and I sure don't believe in hypnosis and all that gobbledygook. I gotta tell you though, I haven't had a beer in 6 weeks and I'm not even tempted. After 3 days, I totally lost my urge to drink after 15 years of more than a six-pack a day. Jenna writes, Wendy, I give you the credit for my sobriety. I discovered that it was fear that made me drink. I've tried everything. This works. The people I love have let me back into their lives. Amy writes, I never realized how I was using alcohol as an excuse to sabotage all the good things in my life. For the first time since I was a teen, alcohol doesn't seem like the answer. For the first time in years, I truly have hope. I'm Wendy Friesen, a clinical hypnotherapist. I can help you too. On the web at quitdrinkingnow.com. That's quitdrinkingnow.com. Or call me. 877-68-HAPPY. 877-68-HAPPY.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
The Maturity Report.
That's just stupidity. I mean, when you can't define sovereignty without using it in a sentence.
I mean, it's not ridiculous to say, well, it means you are sovereign. You're a sovereign entity. But methinks perhaps he doesn't really know what it means. Maybe he does, but
well,
you know, I'm very
does.
Inarticulate as well. I have to admit, I get very, very inarticulate sometimes when somebody asks me a direct question. But then again, I'm not the President of the United States.
The Maturity Report on Air America Radio.
Your host for a Pence-Friends future, it's Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour. If there wasn't enough irony in that first statement from Bush tonight, that he says younger Americans need to worry and need to be asking people like him and members of Congress why they haven't fixed the financial crisis that he's created. And he said, don't be passing on problems to future generations. I mean, the irony is wasted on these people, but the sarcasm implicit in that statement, just a nasty, nasty. You know, when Rove writes that stuff for him, Rove must sit there and just laugh his ass off and just say, you know, I love dumping on old people. I love dumping on students. I love dumping on veterans. I love ripping the hearts out of just about every constituency in this country. I love smashing the gays into the ground, even though I'm maybe a little questioning about my own orientation. I love smashing queers. I love smashing Negroes. I love smashing Arabs. And I always do it in a way to make the dumb people think that I'm supporting them. God, I love me. And he writes this stuff and sends Bush out to mouth it in front of these audiences. As long as I do talk radio, I'll never understand Bush's perverted and sick and twisted ideas of love and government. Remember when he said he wished he could pass a law to make people love one another? You think he was kidding? This sick man. This sick, sick man. Here we go again.
You know, one of the tests of character for America is how we treat the weakest of our citizens.
You're saying that?
Interesting test, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
What are we doing in government to help people who need help? Government, when I think about government, I think about law and justice. I really don't think about love. Government has got to find ways to empower those whose mission is based upon love in order to help those who need love find love in society.
Sick, sick, sick twit. One of the tests of character for America is how we treat the weakest of our citizens. Well, you half-wit, go look at the budget you just submitted to Congress. Take a look at how you and your criminal, corrupt administration treat the weakest of our citizens. Check it out! Check out what you do to poor people. Elderly people, babies, fetuses, toddlers, disabled veterans, disabled people who are not veterans, people who feel like they need to breathe, people who feel like maybe they like a drink of water out of the tap that is not going to poison them. It's just unbelievable, isn't it? He stands there and says things like this. You know, I could stomach this vile man if he were honest. If he stood up there and said, you know, I really do hate America, and I hate all you bastards, and I'm going to do everything I can to screw everything up. At least this is like the old Southern racist here in the South, the old white racist here in the South. You knew if you had dark skin that they would try to lynch you. You knew it. Other parts of the country, you didn't know it. Even though they still would. There's something to be said about blatant honesty, even from a sick, perverted killer. But this guy talks the way he talks, and this is in front of religious people now. This is in front of good Christians. That's where he gave this little talk. When he talks about love, they just nod their little bobbleheads and they go, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. As long as they're not Negroes, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. As long as they're not queers, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Or Muslims, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Or uppity women, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Or some of these crackheads, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Or some of these poor people, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We know about love, George, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Say it, brother, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So finally, one way that government can love is for current law to stop discriminating against restaurants. Stay with me. So the agricultural surpluses from technology, stay with me, will go to fill pantries. Did that make sense to you? No, it doesn't. Here it is in context.
We also got another interesting provision in the 2006 budget. It would allow greater deductibility for food donations at a time when food pantries are having trouble keeping their shelves filled. And we're doing a better job of managing surpluses in America. In other words, technology is, and the agricultural sector is coming down, so the ag community does a better job of managing surpluses. It's harder to get those surpluses, since there aren't, the surpluses are smaller, to the food pantries. We got a problem. And plus, current law discriminates against farmers or ranchers or small businesses or restaurants who don't deny get the same break, tax break, that some corporations get. And that's not right.
You hear that? Do you hear that? Do you understand how twisted this sister is? My God. And the bobblehead of fake Christians who are sitting there, huh? Can't you see them? With all that heavy-duty perfume from Walgreens, all the women got that perfume from Walgreens, and men sitting there with the, what's that aftershave? That green crap, what is that? Aqua Velva. And they're just sitting there, huh? With their rotund, pale, pasty faces. Little razor cuts from waking up this morning in the motel in D.C. because we're going to see the president. Got those little razor cuts, and they're sitting there, and they got hemorrhoids, and they got gas, and they hate queers, and they hate women. The only reason they're married is somebody can iron their white shirts and make sure they have meatloaf on Wednesday night. And they're sitting there, all these bobbleheads. Yes, yes, President Bush. He's a godly man. He believes in the blood of the Lamb. He does. He believes in the blood. You know, when you get around George, you come away and you're drenched in blood, the blood of the Lamb, the righteous blood of the Lamb. So we understand, George, what you're talking about. And God help any old dirty Muslim or any old Christ-killing Jew that comes into our faith-based organization here and wanting to sit down and partake of the Lord's Supper. Amen. If they come to us, they better be Christian. Because we're all about love. I don't know. How much more of this can you take? Huh? I don't mean these little sound bites. That's it for tonight. I've told Kathy I can only handle about two or three of these a night now. You know, whether I got a viral cold or not, doesn't matter. It's making me crazy. Is it you? Do you feel this way? Come on now. Come on, truth seeker. Come on, you progressive Democrat. You keeper of the flame. You believer in justice and truth in America. Doesn't this make you want to pull great handfuls of your own hair out? Big bloody clumps and just toss them on the floor? Right? When you hear this stuff during the day, when you read this stuff in the newspaper, I'm sorry, you try to get away from it by coming to this program at night and we're ambushing you with this drivel. Oh, we'll get to it tomorrow night, but the House passed for the fifth, finally, after five or six tries, they passed what's called a bankruptcy reform bill, which means that, once again, old people and poor people and veterans and people who suffer massive medical bills, they're going to make it now so that the banks and the credit card companies can absolutely rip your entrails out. Utterly destroy you. We'll talk about that tomorrow night. You know, you can only take so much poison in one night, right? You can only handle so much poison. I'm sorry. You know, we're going to take a break here, and we're going to come back, and the rest of the program is going to be phone calls, okay? I pretty much said all I need to say tonight, all I can say tonight. Tonight is no different from any other night. This is not Passover. This is just an average night in George Bush's America. It's double talk. It's newspeak. It's Memory Hole. It's Orwell. It's Winston Smith. It's Room 101. It's Five Fingers, even though you know damn good and well there's only four. It's all animals are created equal, but some are more equal than others. It's pigs and horses trying to work together, and the pigs saying, well, I'll tell you what, horse, trust me. It's the ministry of truth and the ministry of peace. It's the same thing. This is every day in the United States of America during this plague that has descended on our country called the Bush crime family. Maybe when we come back, we should talk about ponies and fairies and rainbows and leprechauns and la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, you think? Your phone calls when we come back. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
I reckon that means that we must tolerate the atheist and Jew. But Jesus is the man and our salvation. And every war we wage is in his name. We think his Bible should be taught in every nation. And we'll bomb anyone who doesn't feel the same. Welcome to Jesus' land, where we all love that neighbor if that neighbor's understand. We won't let too many Mexicans across the Rio Grande. Welcome to Jesus' land.
Did you know that most vacuums sold today spew dust and bacteria back into the air your family breathes? It's disgusting, I know. Hi, I'm David Orrick, and I want to assure you that my 8-pound Orrick XL does not blow dirt back into the air. For a healthier environment, you want a hypoallergenic Orrick XL. Call me at 1-800-989-4200 for a free 30-day trial. 1-800-989-4200. I promise, my Orrick XL won't blow dirt back into the air. Ever.
Doing your own taxes. Only the most brilliant financial minds have the confidence to attempt it. Until TurboTax. Now the math impaired can do it. The disorganized. The overworked. The worrywarts. Even the procrastinators.
TurboTax gives millions of Americans the confidence to do their own taxes. It's easy and accurate thanks to special tools like our Deduction Finder and Error Check. TurboTax. Taxes made easy. Taxes done right.
This is Rachel from Unfiltered here on Air America Radio. If you're listening to Air America, you're smart enough to know that there are laws to protect you from sex discrimination, that you're entitled to equal pay for equal work, that sexual harassment and pregnancy discrimination are illegal, and that you have the right to take time off for the birth or adoption of your baby. But you also know that in these times, discrimination is alive and well in corporate America. In the area of law known as employment discrimination, you need civil rights attorneys on your side, lawyers who will advise you about what to do before the situation goes from bad to worse. Talk to the Women's Rights in the Workplace advocates at Tuckner, Sipser, Weinstock, and Sipser before you take any steps which may affect your livelihood. If you're facing sex discrimination on the job or discrimination of any kind, call the lawyers at Tuckner, Sipser, the Women's Rights in the Workplace advocates. They'll help you to stand up and fight for your right to be equal. Call them at 866-FEM-LAWS. That's 866-FEMLAWS. Or check them out online at www.womensrightsny.com.
Gentlemen, this message is for you if you're using Viagra, or perhaps you never have, and it's about time. ClassicTabs.com has all four performance enhancers, Viagra, Levitra, Cialis, and the new fast-acting sildenafil citrate tablet that melts under the tongue. It's custom compounded using Pfizer's Viagra and starts to work in as little as 15 minutes. Go online to ClassicTabs.com. Your prescription will be filled by a licensed physician, delivered in a discreet envelope right to your door. Give us a call at 1-800-640-7032. Now there are four male enhancers to choose from. Viagra, Levitra, Cialis, and the new fast-acting sildenafil citrate tablet. Your decision. Your choice. It's that simple. That's ClassicTabs.com. ClassicTabs.com. Or call 1-800-640-7032. 1-800-640-7032. ClassicTabs.com.
Hi, friends. This is Bill Begley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Now, why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-463-7971. That's 1-800-463-7971. Limit one bottle per household. Again, it's 1-800-463-7971.
I wish I knew the law that I could sign that would make people love one another.
Yeah, sure you do. 10 before the hour, Ali is calling from Houston, Texas. Ali, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Michael, you should be in the daytime, man. Seriously, you're better than you should be. What's his name?
That's all right. I get your point.
Yeah, you should be Al Franken's partner, man. Seriously, we need to hear you in the daytime.
I'll send the company a memo to that effect.
I appreciate
what you're saying, but the way the network is structured, it works out real well. Trust me.
Well.
But thanks, Ali.
Right off the bat, there are 3 points I want to. I've been listening to you. I heard you loud and clear. And believe me, my fears are really starting to rise. And as one of my coworkers, she looked at the TV and she looked at, you know, when I was in the break room and you know, a few months ago when they were talking about Bush's inauguration, and she just looked at me and said, "It's going to be a rough 4 years.
It's going to
be a rough 4 years. You better start saving whatever money you'll have left." Let me go off with my 3 points. The first thing about the Iraq War, I had a person who was living. You know, there was a guy that I know who I went to middle school and high school with. He came back. I met him. I met up with him and his wife, and he told me that he was told. He was a Marine. He told me that they said they're going into there for weapons of mass destruction. And when they went there, he found himself helping all these oil contractors drilling oil out of the ground. They never went there once for, you know, any kind of, at the moment he hit the Iraqi soil, that's all he was doing.
Mm-hmm. Not surprised there.
Escorting these people and dodging bombs and bullets for that. He told me.
All right.
And that just, I mean, you know, this is my thing about John Kerry. And the thing about John Kerry is this, you know, I'm now at the point where I am going to do a lot of research, and I am going to write a very long letter to John Kerry. And, you know, I'm not going to send emails. I'm going to FedEx this to him. It's going to be about 25 to 30 pages long. And I'm going to let Senator Kerry know. We know that he's fighting for us, but he needs to communicate with the public a lot more. John McCain goes on to the Sean Hannity show a lot.
Mm-hmm.
He goes on to the CNN a lot. He goes on to all these different places, you know, venues a lot, because he knows that that's what makes it effective. John Kerry does not do that enough. He needs to come on and talk to us more. He needs to do it.
Well, I don't know that I agree with you. John Kerry is history. John McCain thinks that he has a future in this country. He doesn't. McCain is nothing but a butt boy for George Bush. He's a little play toy for the Republican Party. And as far as I'm concerned, John McCain is essentially a coward. At the very core of his being, he is a coward.
He is a coward. I couldn't believe it. He endorsed Bush.
Well, there you go, after Bush attacks his family. As far as John Kerry is concerned, trust me on this, Ali, Kerry has about as much, will have about as much influence on the Democratic Party as I will or you will, which is to say essentially nothing. Kerry is history. He had his shot. He totally blew it. Democrats of all stripes supported him, and he bailed out on us just at the moment when we needed him to stand and fight. So to hell with John Kerry. He's history. Please, if you're going to write a letter to somebody, I don't know. I don't know that it'll do any good if you write to Kerry. Do you want Kerry to run for president again?
I don't. Well, right now he's got the increased staff. Who else is there right now? There's Hillary Clinton.
Well, no. Somebody will materialize. As far as the leading Democrats right now, who might be potential candidates for president, I wouldn't give you 50 cents for the whole lot of them. And I'm serious. I'm not trying to be a smartass here. It's time to start looking in the Green Party. It's time to start looking in the independent parties. It's time to start looking around the political landscape. People like you and me, who obviously are Democrats, have got to get our eyes out of the gutter. Stop looking down at people like Hillary Clinton or John Kerry or whoever these Democrats, these Democratic wannabes are, and start, you know, raise the eyes up, and let's start scanning the horizon and see what we see out there, and stay away from the cesspool of appeasement that every single leading Democrat has gotten involved in.
Yeah, I agree. My cousin was involved with the John Kerry campaign, and then when he started seeing a lot of the things that he saw over there, he left. He left the Kerry campaign, and he said to me, "You know, man, the best thing to do is just vote for Ralph Nader." You know.
Well, a lot of people made the argument and made it very very effectively. I think Howard Dean has a chance to restructure the Democratic Party on an organizational level, but Howard Dean is not any longer a candidate for president. So eliminating Howard Dean and looking around the landscape at Democrats, like I said, I wouldn't give you 50 cents for the whole lot of them, except maybe, possibly, Barbara Boxer. Now, I'm talking about Senate Democrats. There are a lot of House Democrats that I have a lot of respect for.
Right.
But I'm talking about the ones that allegedly have the power to stop this Bush crime machine, and all they keep doing is greasing the way. They are enabling the Bush crime machine, the Bush crime family, to utterly destroy this country. And as far as I'm concerned, those kinds of Democrats are nobody I want to be associated with on any level. So,
did you see what happened today? John Kerry went to, when the Boston Red Sox came to, do their ceremonial thing. It's a tradition that they, that world champions
right,
do.
Right.
There's John Kerry hobnobbing with Bush right after that. I mean, I don't understand. Okay, I understand that you have to show some sort of civility towards each other, but I don't get it.
No, I don't get it either, Ali. And as far as showing civility, no, I don't think that's necessary anymore. Ali, we got a break. Thank you. I appreciate your call, sir. Have a nice evening. We do have a break here. Stay with us. We have another hour of your phone calls coming up. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Honey, do I look fat in this dress?
Well.
Oh, my. He's on the ropes here.
You look,
He's gonna gamble. He's gonna do it.
This could be it.
You look like a supermodel.
Get caught bluffing, and you'll lose your shirt.
Oh, it's a disaster.
He is out.
Learn to bluff like the pros on the season premiere of the World Poker Tour with a prize pool of over $2.5 million. It pays to watch the World Poker Tour tonight at 9 on the Travel Channel.
Today, millions of minor arthritis pain sufferers are dealing with another painful issue. What pain reliever should I take? For arthritis pain, doctors have recommended the active ingredient in Aleve for nearly 30 years. Extensive clinical studies have shown that Aleve is safe and effective when used as directed. So read the label and ask your doctor about Aleve.
Doctor recommended Aleve. Safe and strong all day long. If pain gets worse or lasts more than 10 days, stop taking and consult your doctor.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want, for as long as you need, for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Several Georgia counties are under court order not to post the Ten Commandments. The U.S. Supreme Court Wednesday heard arguments on whether the Ten Commandments can be posted in government buildings. Sadie Fields of the Christian Coalition of Georgia is watching the developments closely.
Well, we're very hopeful that the Supreme Court will rule in favor of posting the Ten Commandments, and that way each municipality can determine within themselves if they want to indeed post the Ten Commandments.
Attorneys challenging the Ten Commandments displays say they violate the doctrine of separation of church and state. The White House is touting remarks from Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan about Social Security. On Capitol Hill, Greenspan reiterated support for reforms that include creation of private investment accounts, but New Jersey Democratic Congressman Frank Pallone chided what he called the traveling White House and criticized the president's proposed Social Security reforms. Bush will be in Pallone's state Friday to promote his ideas about Social Security.
Instead of fixing a future problem, the president's privatization plan actually jeopardizes the future of Social Security by moving insolvency forward, meaning we'd face a real crisis much sooner under the president's plan.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr., president of the environmental watchdog group called the Waterkeeper Alliance, attacked the environmental policies of the Bush administration during a legislative hearing at California State Capitol on Wednesday.
The combination is the worst environmental administration we've had in American history without any rival.
Kennedy said the Bush administration has rolled back environmental laws and regulations and put industry lobbyists in charge of enforcing environmental laws. Kennedy made his comments before a joint hearing of seven legislative committees that are related to California's environment. All the recent rain has left Southern California hillsides lush and green, but there is a downside to that, Steve Gonzalez reports.
L.A. City Councilman Jack White said there's no doubt, despite the millions of dollars in damage and the nearly 100 homes lost during the recent rains, everything is greener. But that's the good news. The bad news is that will all become fuel for fire.
When that dries out in the Santa Ana winds next fall, we will have an increased fire danger, and we're just all going to have to sort of tough it out together.
Officials say you can prepare now by clearing away brush. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Gonzalez.
The world champion Boston Red Sox met with President Bush at the White House Wednesday afternoon.
I am honored to welcome the world champs, the mighty Boston Red Sox, to the White House.
Bush welcomed the team during a brief ceremony on the South Lawn. 1,000 people attended that ceremony, including Massachusetts Senator John Kerry, who lost to Bush in last year's presidential election. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix port in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or massive totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200. 1200.
What's happening, everybody? Yours truly, the Groovy Ghoulie, coming at you live and direct now. This Saturday night on the Kyle Jason Show, I will present to you an evening with Phoebe Snow. That's right, with over 15 albums and one of the most distinctive voices in all of music, she will be in studio talking to us about life, love, music, and all of those big old things that make this big old world go around. So don't miss the next Kyle Jason Show, y'all. It's going to be a blast. Saturday night on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. One last item here before email, before we go to your calls. This is from Kelly in Huntsville, Alabama. And regarding all that nasty stuff we were saying about Alabama a little bit earlier, about the ban on sex toys and all that. Kelly writes, hi, Mike. I have to stick up for my state. Bush is coming to Montgomery on March 10 with his Bamboo Palooza SS tour, and we're holding a counter Save Social Security rally at 12 noon on the south lawn of the Capitol. Everyone is invited. There will be updates on the Alabama Democrat blog located at Aladems, A-L-A-D-E-M-S, aladems.net. So check it out if you want to go to this, aladems.net, and then click on the blog right in the center. And Kelly writes, my favorite idea for a sign is this. Finally, someone has seen Bush in Alabama. So Kelly has got this planned, or not just Kelly, but Alabama Democrats. March 10th, he's going to be in Montgomery. So if you live in Alabama, see if you can take the bus and get to Montgomery. Noon, south lawn of the Capitol in Montgomery. Thanks, Kelly. Okay. Priscilla is calling from Montana. Hi, Priscilla. Haven't heard from you for a while. How you doing?
Oh, well, I'm just fine, thank you. And, you know, I kind of forget why I called you in the first place, but I've been trying to sort of marshal my thoughts here. And it was about why do these people not get what they're doing is dreadfully wrong? And I was reading today, I think in the Washington Post or the New York Times, about the social charter, the social conscience we are supposed to have developed and agreed to as being part of our society, which is that we will take care of our society.
Right.
And these people don't. They just simply don't. I don't know if I've told you this before. I worked as a paralegal in a law firm in Santa Barbara, California, where they were estate planning lawyers, and their whole existence revolved around helping their clients not pay any taxes.
Sure.
I knew a woman who said, you know, she was worth $100 million, and I met her walking on the beach with my dogs, and she said, you know, I don't pay any taxes, and I really sort of kind of feel guilty about it. That's the way it works in America.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care. And we can ask ourselves until we're blue in the face, we don't care. Why don't they care? And they don't because that's the way the society has evolved, and it's them and it's us.
But my question is and remains, or has been and remains, how can these people who claim to be, and I know the obvious answer, they claim to be Christians, and what they're doing, whether it's in the business world or in the world of foreign policy or whatever it is, whether it's being the piss-poor stewards of the earth that they are, I don't care what the where it is, they are absolutely countering and destroying what Jesus Christ talked about in the three or four sermons that he gave when he walked in the Middle East 2,000 years ago. How can they call themselves Christians? That's the part that amazes me.
Well, I think it's because they're using their so-called belief and their so-called dedication to their religious affiliation as an excuse for raping the country that they live in. I don't understand it.
Somehow they believe that since they claim to be followers of Christ, they're allowed to pillage and destroy and burn and screw everything up for everybody else on the planet, essentially?
No, so I think they're liars.
Well,
I honestly think they're liars. I think that they have convinced themselves that if they adhere to some sort of religious dogma, they will be saved.
I guess that's it. Every time I try to understand the mind of these fake Christians, and again, let me...
You're right, they're fake.
Yeah, let me make sure I don't offend people who are truly followers of Christ. I'm talking about the fake Christians. Every time I try to take a walk into the ocean of their minds, I'm barely able to get the bottoms of my feet wet. It's astonishing the corruption and crap that exists inside the minds of these fake Christians. It's just unbelievable. And I don't know.
Mike, our karma ran over their dogma several thousand years ago. And the fact is that every single incident of strife, war, terror, torture, misery, and corruption that's happened in the last how many thousand years has been done in the name of religion.
Yes.
How these people can possibly sit there and say, you know, my religion is what gives me a grounding in this world, just blows my mind. Because the Catholics burnt people for crying out loud. Jesus, God bless him, whoever the hell he was, said, love thy neighbor. And you look at the basic tenet of any religion, it is love thy neighbor, be a nice guy, don't hurt anybody else, and take care of the guy who has less than you. These people have completely lost track of that. And when I worked with these people in this rich, rich enclave in Southern California, all they were trying to do was avoid paying taxes. It didn't matter how much money they had, they just didn't want to pay any taxes. They had no social conscience. They never will. And that's the way it works. And until these people wake up and realize that these lines of people at soup kitchens who are sleeping on the street are their responsibility, it's not going to change. And I don't know who's going to smack the hammer into their head to make them do it.
Yeah, I hear you. Priscilla, thanks.
I have to tell you one other thing.
Okay.
The other side of it is I keep running into these wonderful people. I met David Sirota last week. You know who he is?
I've read some of his stuff,
Okay, well, David Sirota is on the Al Franken show. He's moved to Helena, Montana. He was part of getting Brian Schweitzer, our Democratic governor, elected. Here we have this blue enclave in the middle of red middle America.
Mm-hmm.
There is hope. There really is hope.
Well, okay. I'll plug into that. Thanks. Thanks, Priscilla. I think the major malfunction that these fake Christians have regarding the teachings of Christ, was it the Sermon on the Mount? where he said, blessed are the peacemakers. Right? Now, George Bush is not about making peace. None of these people are about making peace. They're about making war and death and misery for as many people as possible. So if the peacemakers are blessed, according to Christ, what are the war makers? Are they cursed? Come on, surely there's a Christian out there who subscribes to the Bush school of theology who has the courage to call this program and explain that one to me. No, what the hell did I just say? Of course, it's not even possible that one of these fake Christians would call this program and get a case of the red ass. Severe red ass. But doesn't that, I mean, you, a logical, normal human being who lives in a reality-based existence, right? If you indulge religion or spirituality and you go to one of the, as far as I'm concerned, one of the most spiritual people ever walked the planet, and that would be Jesus Christ, didn't he say, blessed are the peacemakers? Or is that made up? I don't know, maybe he didn't say it. Maybe there never was somebody called Jesus Christ. I don't know anymore. I don't know anything. Nothing. The only thing that I find that I can believe in is some of the laws of physics. And even those are being shaken to their foundations. I don't know what to believe anymore. Do you? The best thing to do is believe in nothing. You know, just let it flow. Adopt a Buddhist attitude. Note, observe, and watch it pass. Does that work? Blessed be the peacemakers. Blessed be the peacemakers. Not the people who bring mega death, but the peacemakers. Oh, well. All right, another quick break. Kevin, you're up next. Kevin's been holding on for 2 hours, for God's sake. And the rest of your phone calls, as many as we can squeeze in before we bail out of here tonight. Stick around. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. It's all gone, and everyone's for me. Children crying, people dying, no one sinking. This old world is a closing in, there's no hope. I'll never sing a sad song again, 'cause I'll be gone to heaven's golden shore.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
Injury victims. If you or a loved one has been injured as a result of a motor vehicle accident, a slip or a fall, or because of a doctor, hospital, or nursing home mistake, get the legal help you and your family deserve with no upfront out-of-pocket expense. Call the Personal Injury Review Board at 1-800-858-2870. The call is free and the results may surprise you. Don't let the insurance companies give you a quick, unfair offer. You may be entitled to a much greater settlement. Call 1-800-858-2870. Our lawyers will work hard to get you the highest amount of money and the maximum benefits to which the law says you are entitled. The Personal Injury Board has your best interests in mind. Call 1-800-858-2870. That's 1-800-858-2870. Not available in all states. Cost payable at conclusion of case.
I next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. Not available in all states.
If your debt is out of control and you are buried with credit card bills, there's a secret you should know. Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 75% of your credit card debt. That means principal and interest gone. Here's how it works. Credit card companies don't want the average consumer to know about special policies they have to help them recover on late bills. Debt Relief of America negotiates with the credit card companies on your behalf using these secret programs so that you can eliminate up to 75% of your debt. This is more than just a reduction in interest. This means your credit card bills are gone. They do all the work for you so you get the best possible settlement. Eliminate your late fees and avoid the stigma that comes from going bankrupt. Call now for your free, no-obligation professional debt relief consultation. Call for free information now. 800-637-9841. 800-637-9841. Not available in all states. Call 800-637-9841. That's 800-637-9841.
The easier it is to understand what he writes, I think the more understanding of religion a person becomes.
Two past the hour. Kevin is calling from Connecticut. Kevin, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
Oh, hi, Mike. Well, I listen to you every night anyway.
Oh, okay.
It's not a big deal.
All right.
So, thanks for taking my call. This whole war Churchill thing, which, you know, and there might be parts of his stuff that I don't totally agree with. I don't think the guy should be fired.
All right, now wait a second. You just made an abrupt turn there, and everybody in the audience has just got a severe case of whiplash.
Okay.
You're talking about the guy, a professor at University of Colorado that I had on the program,
yes,
who wrote the essay 3 years ago,
right,
criticizing the people who are working in the World Trade Center,
right,
who has now been cast as the most evil man to walk the planet without a tail. Okay, now what about him?
Because, you know, people like Bill O'Reilly is a danger to America,
sure,
more than I think War Churchill is. Because who's O'Reilly going to go after next who he doesn't like says something? Is he going to go after you next and say you should be, you know, out of America? You know, who the hell is Bill O'Reilly? You know, he's a traitor to America.
Well, sure he is.
He should read the First Amendment. He's a big traitor. He's offensive. And, you know, and anybody that watches him should know that he's a traitor. I call Bill O'Reilly the real traitor. And, you know, And Ann Coulter, who remember when she said also that McVeigh, she wished that McVeigh had only bombed it, had brought down the New York Times building as well. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. She's an incipient murderer, too. She belongs in a prison, someplace in solitary confinement for the rest of her life. Or else she and O'Reilly in the same cell. That would be fun.
How about Pat Robertson saying that the State Department should have been bombed when Colin Powell went to Israel a few years ago?
Well, Pat Robertson is going to burn in the hell that he thinks exists, as are most of these fake Christians. So here's my take on this, and I really mean this. I know that O'Reilly and Ann Coulter and the rest of these swine get an awful lot of press, but it's in a very limited universe. Okay, these are cable television freakoids.
Yeah.
And at any given time, maybe 50,000 people in America know who they are, what they're about. Randy Rhodes has a million listeners a day to her program. Who do you want to bank on? Do you want to bank on Ann Coulter or Randy Rhodes? Ann Coulter, who might reach 50,000 people, all of whom are mouth-breathing snot noses, or Randy Rhodes, who sits up there and does a good job as soon as she's back. You get my point.
Oh, no, I agree with you.
Okay. So here's my point in case you're missing it. Bill O'Reilly, Ann Coulter, the rest of these. Now, the one you really have to worry about is Limbaugh. Limbaugh has had a decade to totally destroy America. I hope Limbaugh goes to prison for his violation of pharmaceutical drug laws. I hope that rat bastard goes to prison until the building crumbles around him. But as far as these right-wingers are concerned, I guess I'm not trying to lecture you or anything of the sort, Kevin. I'm just saying these people don't deserve our attention. They're swine. They're well-paid piglets. Okay?
Although, Mike, I agree with you, but when they start going after people's livelihoods, I think
Well, I understand. I understand.
You know,
but if
Fox News, it's about time that people rise up and say, they're not going to, allow Fox News to be the fascist network of America. And that,
well, there's no, you can't. What the hell can we do? What are you talking about? Are you talking about taking up weapons and?
What I'm saying,
Here's the only way you can stop Fox News. Get everybody not to tune in. Now, that's not going to happen because there are people in this country who think Fox News has received wisdom. They think Fox News is the be-all, end-all of disseminating information. So, you just have to gird your loins, Kevin, make yourself strong, and ignore these people. That's all I can tell you, pal.
Well, they are propagandists, and,
right.
You know what Roger Ailes is, I'm sure.
Oh, sure.
They're all propagandists.
I hear you. Well, that's why they're paid the big bucks. Kevin, thanks for checking in. I do appreciate it. Somebody told me that O'Reilly's name in Gaelic really means showers with falafel. Is that true? Isn't O'Reilly originally a Gaelic name? Showers with falafel. Maybe O'Reilly and Coulter are the same person. Has anyone ever seen them together in a room? They're both tall and ugly, so I don't know. Oh, listen, Mike's attacking the way they look. Well, that sure is juvenile. Yes, it is. It's very juvenile. They're both ugly, skinny, grimy men. He better not take his loofah to Alabama. Next time he goes to Alabama to O'Reilly to give a chat, if he takes his loofah, he could get arrested, right?
Is that a sex toy, boy?
Well, what do you mean by that?
Hey, get over here. Get your ass over here. What's your name?
Showers with falafel. It's yeah. Easy, all right, quick break. We'll be back. To your phone calls. To your phone calls. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Life is so complex, so confusing. Everyone's just trying to make ends meet. You can brighten up their day, keep the facts out of their way. Just simplify the complex, repeat, repeat, repeat. Propaganda, propaganda. If you need to change the subject, it's a dandy. If you want to wag the dog, it's like falling off a log. It's so easy with propaganda, propaganda, propaganda. Try and convince the folks the beach is never sandy. You can convert into lies what they've seen with their own eyes. It's amazing, propaganda. Life is so complex.
I love it. Boy, we got straight next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. Not available in all states.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't sell us that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't tell us.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
You're sorry you're late? No, no, no. You're not late. You're 45 minutes late. I've been sitting here by myself waiting for you for 45 minutes. Do you have any idea how that makes me feel? Say something.
Keep your voice down.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and equalmarriage.ca.
Say, what do you get when you cross a teacher and a sculptor? Someone who can mold young minds. Just what they're doing at an after-school workshop organized by local teachers, artists, and their community coalition. See, when different groups bring their talents together, we get healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. If you're involved in a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Hi friends, this is Bill Begley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Now why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-463-7971. That's 1-800-463-7971. Limit one bottle per household. Again, it's 1-800-463-7971.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis.
800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Will Durst.
Say what you will about Bush, man. He has managed to reunite France and Germany.
The Washington Post portrays Will Durst as the dark prince of doubt.
The German justice minister called Bush's tactics Hitler-like.
It's open season on anything political on Will Durst's new CD, Warning.
Let me repeat that.
We just get called a Nazi by Germany.
With another 4 years of George W. in the White House, you're going to need some laughs.
That's not good.
So go to WillDurst.com today and get your copy of his new hilarious CD, Warning.
Is this a great country or what?
Hi, this is Steve Earle, and Air America gave me a radio show. Well, so me and my friends can sit around and play our favorite records and maybe talk politics or anything else that comes up. This week, my guest is filmmaker Jonathan Demme. So join us here Sunday night on Air America Radio.
The revolution starts now.
He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
26 before the hour. Got this email. Dear Mike, I listen to you every single night, even to your reruns, because you and the others on Air America give us hope. I want to let you know that I left Brazil in 1975 and arrived in this country because I wanted to get away from the dictatorship. Dictatorship environment, and look for a better opportunity, which I found here. The only time I voted for a civilian president, the U.S. administration helped the generals in Brazil to overthrow João Goulart, our president. That happened in 1964, and the dictatorship regime lasted until 1985. I, like everybody else, always liked the many things this country, America, has to offer. But how things have changed in these last years. What happened to this country? Please tell me that this is just a nightmare. In the meantime, Brazil is getting better now. In fact, the big countries in Latin America have moved to the left, Uruguay being the latest. The Bush people must be fuming. By the way, take a look at 321energy.com and see the real economic situation the U.S. is in. Ooh, did I get the dump or the clap button? I sneezed. Man, that was a big one. And please let your listeners know about this site. P.S. America will only rise when the last penny leaves their pockets. All right, the website she's talking about is numeral 321energy.com. 321energy.com. I haven't looked at it, but check it out if you want to. Thanks, Shirley, for writing. Sorry about that. I mean about the sneezing. Lord. Marge is calling from Indiana. Marge, welcome to the program.
Hi there. How are you doing, buddy?
Got a cold?
Well, I had one couple weeks ago.
Yeah?
And it'll pass.
Well, that's good. You're almost as old as I am, so if you got through it, I should be able to.
Almost? Darling, I got you by a few years.
Well, whatever.
So, I mean, you know, if age is a factor.
That's true.
Something I think was seen on a T-shirt. Faux news, we distort, you comply.
There you go. I like that. We distort, you comply, or else.
Yeah, right. Now, since you're suffering from a cold, I want to make sure that you are not sipping on anything, so put your cup down.
Oh, no, I'm not. Oh, God. The worst thing for me to do is to drink alcohol. Kathy will make me a hot toddy.
Well, I mean, a tea with lemon is what I had in mind, but
Daniel
comes later.
I don't do tea with lemon. I really don't. And please, don't anybody email me and tell me I'm making a mistake. The lemon, it's too acidy. Upsets my stomach.
Oh, sorry about that.
I do aspirin and warm water.
Okay.
Now, what you really
whatever
call
whatever floats your boat.
Whatever floats your boat. You got it, Marge.
This is a caption from a column by the mistress of conservative screed, Ann Coulter.
Oh, yeah.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
GOP's gays more macho than the straight liberals.
GOP's gays are more macho than straight liberals.
Uh-huh. Don't
wow. Okay, well...
I think she's talking about Guckert or whatever his face is.
I think she's talking about George Bush and Scott McClellan. Or maybe herself. Pat Buchanan.
I read that and I laughed out loud. I thought, son of a gun. You know,
not that there's anything wrong with that. It's the hypocrisy, right?
Well, you know, consider the source.
Yeah.
I mean, what they're talking about, but it sort of got my attention.
Yeah, that is that's a weird little headline. Someday Ann Coulter, something very interesting will probably happen to her. You don't go through life. I've been taught that one does not go through life bumping the universe around the way she bumps it around without getting bumped back. I'm serious. I don't know. Maybe that was something Ram Dass wrote or maybe Harvey Cox. I don't know. But I know I've read that somewhere or a variation of that. The best way to move through this existence is to move lightly and without disturbing too many things. And I think Ann Coulter is in for a huge karmic or cosmic or spiritual bump in the road, if you know what I mean.
Uh-huh. One can only hope that it comes soon.
Maybe she'll become a liberal. Something will happen to her. She'll be like David Brock, bless his heart. You know, the...
What was his name? Atwater. Didn't he convert to a liberal before he died?
Well, yeah, but I don't know if it counts. You know, he was dying with a brain tumor. I don't know if that counts.
Oh, geez.
I guess it does. I guess you can confess your sins and get redemption right up until the moment they pull the curtain. But to me, that's kind of cheesy. You know,
well,
a lot of these people see that, I guess, as a ticket into paradise when it's not.
Well, he was looking at it, you know, don't you think it's better one of them dies than one of their GOPs?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, but yeah. There's another column in my paper today anyway by David Broder, and I don't know, they don't always run at the same time. It starts out back-to-back briefings last week put a harsh spotlight on the deep hole left by the budget policies of George Bush's first term.
Mm-hmm.
And it spells out all the things that he has submerged in his budget that will be cuts over the next 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
And it's worth digging out and reading. It'll rot your socks, but I mean, outside of that, it's very enlightening.
Yeah, Broder, sometimes I like what he writes, but, you know, don't forget, Broder is a closet... moderate, as far as I'm concerned, Republican who operates inside that sewer, inside the Beltline.
Yeah, well, this one kind of spells out some numbers, and it's a little bit enlightening.
Yeah, occasionally he writes stuff that you can get some information and a sense of justice, but he's an establishment suck-up of a big time, just like Robert Novak.
Well, what can I tell you? And, you know, you were talking to a caller earlier, and it just struck me when you were talking about it, you know, what can we do? I think maybe the Democrats ought to all go out and join Al-Anon so they can learn how not to be an enabler.
Join Al-Anon? All right.
All they're doing is enabling these horses, patooties, into doing what they're wanting to do. And we're enabling them left, right, and sideways.
Well, I know, but we almost don't have a choice. I remember one time, a long time ago, this was... 15, 20 years ago, I was dating a woman who was a serious drug and alcohol abuser. I mean serious, big time. And I had dated her for about 6 or 7 months before I realized, now this probably says more about me than it does her, but before I realized how deeply addicted she was to drugs and alcohol. So I did the typical... codependent thing. I tried to get her into treatment. The charter hospitals, I guess they're gone now, where they would treat addictions. I tried to get her to do this. I tried to get her to do that. And I was just banging my head up against the wall. And then one of my friends saw the frustration and said, look, let me tell you something. You know, my father was an alcoholic. You're killing yourself. This is stupid. You're going to have to join Al-Anon. I said, what the hell is Al-Anon? Isn't that Alcoholics Anonymous? They said, no, Al-Anon is for people who are involved with an alcoholic or a drug addict. You know, somebody, a father, mother, sister, friend, lover, whatever it is, husband, wife. So I started doing that, Marge, and here in Atlanta, there are Al-Anon meetings, like there are Alcoholics Anonymous meetings, every single day somewhere. And church basements, lodge halls, meeting rooms in hospitals. Well, it took me about 5 or 6 meetings to understand that the key to living with somebody who is drug addicted or alcohol addicted is very simple. The word is detachment. You detach from their addiction, and then eventually you detach from them. Because there is no way that I was going to win out in her addictions. It just wasn't going to happen. So... that was a very important lesson to me, and I think you may be right. The only difference is I didn't depend on her to set the tone of my life, whereas we depend on the people in government to kind of set the tone, or at least the financial a tone, for our life.
The GOP is addicted to power and greed, and we've got to somehow detach from that power and greed and, you know, dig our heels in. And the other thing is, you know, grassroots, one-on-one and two-on-two, until we finally overtake these. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. Well,
I was just going to say there was a editorial cartoon in the paper about a week ago that I just love. It's Staler, S-T-H-L-E-R, with apologies to Charles Schulz.
Right.
It's a picture of Linus, and he's holding a piece of paper that says personal retirement account. And the thought bubble is coming out of his head. It's not the same.
I love it. Thanks, Marge.
Take care.
All right, you too. You have a nice evening up there in northern Indiana. Detachment. Joseph is calling from Nevada. Joseph, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience. Thanks for holding on.
Oh, well, thank you for...
yeah, we finally got around to you. I know, it's a shock.
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, quite honestly, I'm astonished, because I've been listening for so long as a non-participant. That's quite, you know, something else to actually, you know, now I'm live.
There you go. You're live.
I simply wanted to read, like, a bullet point from something that you played as a clip earlier of a speech that Bush gave in which he said... very, very candidly, and I think this is like one of those rare moments where you can completely take him at his word.
All right, hold on a second. Hold on a second. We got a break. We'll come back and get the bullet point. Okay, you got it ready to go when we come back?
I certainly do.
Okay, hold on while we do some commercials and stuff here. Do stay with us. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
Don't care.
Today, millions of minor arthritis pain sufferers are dealing with another painful issue. What pain reliever should I take? For arthritis pain, doctors have recommended the active ingredient in Aleve for nearly 30 years. Extensive clinical studies have shown that Aleve is safe and effective when used as directed. So read the label and ask your doctor about Aleve.
Doctor recommended Aleve. Safe and strong all day long. If pain gets worse or lasts more than 10 days, stop taking and consult your doctor.
For the best in truth-telling independent news, subscribe to Mother Jones Magazine at readmojo.com. This month, read about an activist retirement home for radical seniors. See why statistics show that urban and suburban kids are equally likely to use drugs, fight, and steal. And read about two pranksters who publicly impersonate officials from the World Bank, McDonald's, and the Bush campaign. Subscribe today at readmojo.com. Mother Jones brings you hard-hitting investigative reporting at readmojo.com.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS's statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. See if you qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491 right now. That's 800-661-0491. Call right now.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. One in three chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape, saddle shoes, D batteries.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a one in three chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV jitters.
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About one in three travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
Because life's too short to listen to right-wing radio, it's more of Mike Malloy.
About 3 hours ago, the Associated Press reported the death of the 1,500th United States soldier in Iraq. 1,500 now. How high do you think it will go? Program engineer tonight, we're coming back to you in just a second. Who am I going back to? Joseph? Right. The staff box, as we call it. Program engineered in New York City by Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac. Once again tonight, Linda Blake, associate producer, answered the calls. Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent, Ben Birch, White Rose Society, Mark Marshall, MaximumInteractive.com for the Mike Malloy website, Jim in Arkansas, our exemplary bureau chief, and the moderators at MikeMalloy.com message board. Thanks to all of you. And for updates on Randy, go to the Randy Rhodes Show, therandyrhodesshow.com, and post to get well. She's having a little bit of a rough time in the recovery here, so I don't mean there's anything terribly wrong, but she needs some encouragement, I would think. Wouldn't you think, Kathy? Yeah, I would think. So send her it's painful as hell. So send her a get well message, and I'll be doing her show Monday, and we'll have a recorded or best of Malloy Monday night. Now back to Joseph. Joseph, thanks for your patience. Bullet point.
Yes. Let me just get to it. This is the best background information I can think of for understanding Bush.
Okay.
He is the chief spokesman of the public relations department of American corporate power. He's
there
not the idea guy. But he's the guy in the television commercial that is selling you the product. The product he is selling, alluding to your point to your clip earlier, he said, we need to create the need for more work. It's a very, very plain statement.
Right.
This reminded me of an example of an economic strategy that was in the movie The Fifth Element, used by Zorn Strategies, gives the example of smashing a glass on the floor and look how peaceful everything is with this glass on this table, but oh my, I've dropped it on the floor, and look at this horrible thing that's happened. But notice, now we can employ all of these employees to take care of this horrible situation that's going on right now. And personally, I think that the way, at least what he believes, the way to create a positive economic situation for American corporations is the way to create the best market is to create needs within our population, to create needs within the world's population, which basically means stressing populations, harassing populations,
right,
having a media and information war on your population, say, at home.
And that puts everybody to work.
Them.
And that puts everybody to work.
And that puts everybody together working on a problem. And the problem is the one that they introduce.
Yeah, okay. I'd certainly go along with that. As you're talking, I'm reminded of the three words in German over the entrance to, I guess it was Auschwitz, Arbeit macht frei.
Thank
work,
you.
Work makes you free.
Exactly, and it's completely the opposite. Assets make you free. If you were to open up your wallet and look inside, you can actually calculate exactly how free you are. How much money do you have in there? How much credit do you have?
Right, right.
How many assets do you have right now? That's actually how free you are. So it follows that the richer you are, the more powerful you are, and certainly the more corporate you are, the more freedom you have. And unfortunately, in our situation, corporations are free to make the citizens of the United States slaves.
Right, I got you. All right, it took you a while to get that said, but it makes sense. It's perfect. Thanks, Joseph. I appreciate what you're saying. It did make sense. Based on that, and I think Joseph is absolutely right, Kathy, it looks like you and I are going to be slaves, you know, because we're never going to be rich. Ever, ever, ever. But that's okay. That's okay. We got a beautiful daughter, and thanks to me, we have some grandkids. Of course, they're all about your age, but no, just kidding. Just kidding. No, I understand what Joseph's saying. Absolutely, absolutely. But you make a choice, I think. You make a choice about whether or not you're going to give yourself over to the accumulation of wealth or whether you're going to give yourself over to the accumulation of spirit and knowledge. And just like I said earlier, moving through the planet or moving through the atmosphere here with the least amount of damage. I do maintain, if somebody wants to go make a lot of money, go ahead. But we don't make money more by growing things or building things or manufacturing things. We make money by other means. And if that's what you want to do, do it. You know, more power to you, I guess. We're all on the on individual karmic treadmills, aren't we? So but you do make a decision at some point in your life, and I'm not exactly sure when I made mine. And maybe it's not a decision, maybe it's a realization. Huh? Move through the spheres as gently as you can. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with screaming and getting your blood pressure up. Hell, I do that every night. But move through the plane of existence here as gently as you can, right? Is that somebody, like I said, I don't remember who said that. Maybe it was a theologian, Harvey Cox. I don't remember, but it works for me. Maybe I've just had too much Drixoral tonight. Who knows? I'll see you tomorrow night. Take care. All right? Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix. Interactive technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball. Work up a sweat playing tennis. Or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix board in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
How can I keep her safe when she always seems to be running away from me? It used to be so much easier to find solutions to her problems. Now, I don't even understand the questions, let alone.